Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin is Mem. This is the final daf of the first perek of Kedushin. As we already noted a number of times, it is a monster perek. It's 40 blot. In terms of dafim, I think it's the longest perek in all of Shas. Either way, so here we are now at the end of the first perek, and we got onto the topic of mitzvahs in general. We spoke about breaking up mitzvahs into categories. We broke up between esse los esse. We broke up within esse between zman grama, ena zman grama. And we broke it up in terms of mitzvahs which are not tluyas baretz, mitzvahs shebegufo, versus mitzvahs that tluyas baretz. So there are a number of different divisions regarding a mitzvah. And now, as we are here in the last couple of mishnayos of the perek, we're going to be doing two mishnayos today. So we're going to be talking about the extremely difficult topic of schar va'onesh. It's not difficult, meaning there is schar va'onesh. That part's easy. That part's clear, right? The Rambam in his Ikari Emuna and Rav Albo, the Sefer Ikarim. So he also, in other words, he reduces all the Ikari Emuna down to three. The Rambam has 13 Ikari Emuna, and Rav Albo has three Ikari Emuna. But regardless, Schar Va'onesh is one of the Ikari Emuna. The fact that we do a mitzvah, we get rewarded. The fact that we do an aver, we get punished. So that is one of the Ikari Emuna. That part's easy, meaning that we know. How exactly Schar Va'onesh works, that's where it gets a little bit tricky and a little bit difficult. Over the course of today's daf, the Gemara is going to be grappling with this issue. The Gemara is going to be taking a number of things into consideration. Do we get any kind of schar in this world? Right, that's going to be our first topic of today. How exactly does Machshava work? How does Machshava work regarding a mitzvah? How does Machshava work regarding an Aveira? So those are the larger topics that we're going to be discussing in the course of today's daf. I already got into the Gemara yesterday. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to start with the Mishnah. So we're going to be starting on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're going to be starting with the Mishnah. We did this yesterday, but it really, the whole sugi just flows into today's daf. So with the Mishnah, kolos mitzvah achas mativ lo. So you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah, mativ lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu does good for you. So obviously there's a lot of room for interpretation in the Mishnah because Kadosh Baruch Hu does good when, where? This world to come, stay tuned. And you're going to get extended life, and you're going to get a nachala, you're going to get an inheritance. And in failure in doing that one mitzvah, so you don't get it. The Gemara immediately challenges the Reminu. So here we are now looking at the first Mishnah in Peah. So the Mishnah Peah tells us that there are five mitzvos in which Adam ochel perosayim ba'olam hazeh. So what a person is going to do is that there are peros to be eaten in this world and keren kayemes la'olam haba. And obviously then the real schar is coming in olam haba, but you do get some schar in this world. And so what we have over here is seemingly a stereo between our Mishnah Kedushin and that Mishnah Peah. Because our Mishnah Kedushin says Mativ and Lo, which right now we're assuming means that you're going to get Hatzav in this world. And the Mishnah in Peah says, no. Any kind of schar is always going to be forwarded towards Olam Haba. It just happens to be that there are five mitzvahs where there is schar in this world. So I'm Rav Yehuda Achi Kamar, so Rav Yehuda says, okay, so here's what I'm going to suggest. And that is, So Rav Yehuda says that what we'll do is we'll say Pshat in our Mishnah. And that is that let's say you are 50-50 in terms of your mitzvahs and averos. And again, like I mentioned yesterday, right? This is a degree in accounting, which I don't know who has. In other words, in order to really figure out in real time where they're standing in terms of their mitzvah versus averos. But if let's say somehow you can do the equation, you could do the math, you could do the equation, you're 50-50, and now you do one mitzvah that puts you over the top, it's doma kemishim mekayim kol haTorah kula. It's like you were mekayim the entire Torah. So mechlal dahanacha filu bechadanami. So the Gemara says, okay, so I don't understand. So then the Mishnah and Peah, which is introducing us to the quote unquote the big five, right? The big five mitzvah. So they're unique, they're special, meaning they go beyond just pushing you over the edge. So I'm Roshmai Elam Roshim Haisa Shikula Machras. So the Gemara says like this, that when we're talking about mitzvahs in general, so then one mitzvah can put you over the top. You're 50-50, and that one mitzvah now puts you in the over 50% range, you're good. In other words, it's keilu, you're a mekayim the entire Torah. the Mishnah and Peah that describes the Big Five and the power of the Big Five. I'll tell you what the power of the Big Five is. Let's say you're 50-50, but in your 50 of good, of positive, of mitzvos, you happen to have one of the five. So if you have one of the five in your 50%, so then machras, that also will put you over the top. Okay? So either it's a quantitative, which is the general viewpoint of mitzvos, or it's a qualitative. But again, when I say qualitative, that's only when you're still at 50-50, and then of the 50, you have one of the five. Okay. That is the resolution of Rosh Maya. The Gemara pushes back. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to be challenging our Mishnah again, and here the challenge is now going to go from a Braisa. And that is kosher zechuyos meruba me'avonasav merienlo v'dama kimishesarav kol haTorah kula. If your zechuyos are greater than your avonos, so then merienlo, well, life is going to be miserable for you. Now, if you're thinking about this for a moment and you're perplexed, well, that's good. I mean, that's not good, but it means you're following, right? What? In other words, you're doing more mitzvahs than you are of heirs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to make your life miserable. What? Hold that thought. And then v'damak mishesarav kol haTorah kula v'lo shayim yemenu afilo osachas v'chol she'avonosav merubim mizichu yosav metiv v'lo v'damak kemisha mekayim kol haTorah kula v'lo chisar osachas mimenu. And then, in other words, this is not going to make sense, but it is the flip, it is the inverse, and that is that if you have more averus than you have mitzvahs, then you're going to be on easy street, and life is going to be great, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do wonderful things for you. And it's like you fulfill the entire Torah. Now, as far as Pshat and the Brice is concerned, the Pshat and the Brice is like this. We're going to say this a couple of times today, so you'll hear it again. You'll hear it once now, and God willing, later in the daf, you're going to be hearing this again. And that is that when a person basically has mostly good, and he's got a couple of averus, and that pretty much is a description of almost everybody. I understand, you know, in terms of the number of mitzvahs versus averus. So that fluctuates between people, but obviously, you know, we strive for perfection, but no one's perfect. And so you got a lot of mitzvahs and you got a little bit of averus. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, this is what the Brice is teaching us. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that he makes our life miserable in this world. That knocks down the averus. So that for Olam Haba, so now you basically got the schar for the mitzvahs and less to answer for in terms of the averus. That's what the Brice is teaching us. Now, considering that's what the Brice is teaching us, so now, go back to our Mishnah. Meaning that in terms of theodicy and schar va'onish and how does God work in terms of rewarding and punishing? So the Brice basically teaches us what I think we've all heard before, but today's Gemara is definitely like a ikar. It's like one of the main Gemaras on this lesson. And that is that we don't get rewarded for the mitzvahs that we do in this world, right? Good. Next world. Perfect. And then in terms of why good people are suffering, so that takes care of their averus. That's the Braisa. The problem is our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah told us that you do a mitzvah, mativen lo. And right now, the understanding of the Gemara is mativen lo means in this world. If that understanding stands, then the Mishnah is going against the Braisa. So Amr, Abai Masis and Davnila, Yom Tav Yom Bish. Okay, so Abai's answer, nice, simple, succinct, and that is, that's how you're going to interpret our Mishnah. Meaning our Mishnah is that and he says it so succinctly, Yom Tav Yom Bish. Okay, which effectively what that means is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he prepares us for the future. In other words, if we do a mitzvah, So mitiv in lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it good for later on. In other words, it's going to be credited for the future. Okay, that's Abaye's understanding. And then that means that according to Abaye, there is absolutely no stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And that means that all reward is going to be pushed forward to Olam Haba. Rava Amar, Rava says, I can give another resolution between Mishnah versus Braisa. And that is Rabbi Yaakov, meaning, keep the Mishnah and keep the Pshat in the Mishnah simple, and let's not change from our original understanding of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that when you do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv lo, he does good for you, it means this world. That's what the Mishnah means. Even as we say that, by the way, I certainly don't understand the details of how that works, but it doesn't matter. In other words, meitiv lo means in this world. Then the Braisa that says that everything gets pushed forward to Olam Haba, that's a braisa reflecting the viewpoint of a Tana. Not our Mishnah, but of a different Tana. This is Rava's approach. So, ha, Rabbi Yaakov, he, damar, schar mitzvah, ba, hai, amaleka, detanya, Rabbi Yaakov, amar, ein, lechel, kol, mitzvah, mitzvah, shiksuva, betorah, shematan, schar, bitzida, she'ein, tchias, amesin, tuluya, ba. As far as Rabbi Yaakov is concerned, even when the Torah says, I'm going to reward you, any reward mentioned in the Torah is not for this world. It's for the next world. It's interesting. He describes it as tchias mesin. Okay? And then, of course, the large issue, which the last parak in Sanhedrin also grapples with, discusses, it's not easy. And that is, how exactly does Olam Haba work? In other words, how does it relate to tchias mesin? That is a major discussion. And even as I say major discussion, it's not one that is easy and streamlined. Regardless, the point is that the sheet of Rav Yaakov is that there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world while we are currently present. And even when the Torah says it says there is, there still is not going to be. And so therefore, when you're looking at our Mishnah, and then you're looking at the Braisa, and they're not compatible, so Rava will tell you, yeah, the Braisa is going like Rav Yaakov. Our Mishnah's not going like Rabbi Yaakov. It's really that simple. So the kibud avaim. I'm back in the Gemara. The kibud avaim tziv laman yirichun yamech laman yitavlach. B'shiluach hakein tziv laman yitavlach v'arach liyamim. So two mitzvahs in the Torah where the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises you do this mitzvah kibud avaim shiluach hakein, and then what's going to happen is you're going to have a long life. That's a reward right there. Harish amar lo aviv ale lebir v'havei legozalos. So let's say dad goes and asks you to go and bring down the either the chicks or the eggs. So in other words, you have a chance to a 2-for-1. You could do two mitzvos. And not only two mitzvahs, but two mitzvahs where the Torah happens to promise you that you're going to have arichas yamim. It just happens to be that right now the nest is up in the tree. And so as you're following dad's instructions to do the mitzvah shiluach hakein, and you now go up to the tree, and let's say you fall from the tree and you die. No. So the Torah did promise you that you're going to have arichas yamim. Where's the arichas yamim? So the promise of arichas yamim is not for this world, it's for the world to come. Again, all this is just an articulation of the position of Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara says that's a funny proof, meaning all we did is we constructed a scenario, and if this were to happen, so now where's the bracha? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. So the Gemara says it's not a theoretical construct. It's not that it's an abstract. We're theorizing this may have happened. Rabbi Yaakov saw it actually happen. Somebody instructed his son to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, he falls and he dies. So the arichus yamim that's promised in the Torah is not for this world, but rather it's la'asid. V'doma mahara ba'aver hava. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, in other words, we're trying to figure out what happened to the promise of the Torah. I don't know, maybe the case study over here is unusual. Anytime you're trying to learn something from a single case study, so what do you know about the case study? In other words, it could be totally atypical. And so over here, the Gemara is making exactly that point. This particular case study is an atypical. What's so strange about it? The kid, he's not a child, but obviously because we're talking about Schar Onesh, but the young man who's going up the tree, maybe, says the Gemara, he had a machshava ra'am. He was mahar ba'aver. He was currently engaged in thinking about avera, and maybe that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took his life. So the Gemara says, machshava ra'ayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzar fel ha'maisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not how Machshava Ra works. Machshava Ra is Akash Baruch Hu does not assign any kind of onesh just for a Machshava. V'dema Mahar Ba'avodas Kochava Hava. Edichziv Laman Tfos is Beis Yisrael B'libam. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says that despite the fact that Machshava Ra, you do not get onesh for Machshava Ra, but if it's a Machshava Ra about Avodah Zarah, so for that you do get onesh. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel. That would indicate that that's so. So, iunami achikam reisagadach es chay mitzvah by ama. So, amaylo agim mitzvah salaiki echidolo leisili dehirer. So, Rav Yaakov, in his defense of his position, would tell you the following. Look, You're doing a mitzvah. And not only that, you're doing a double mitzvah. And not only that, you're doing a double mitzvah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you reward. Now, so right now, what you're doing is a really big deal. And now, you're going to entertain the idea that as he's going up there, he's having a machshava ra, and you won't even tell me it's a machshava ra and a avodah zara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow that to happen while you're doing a mitzvah. Ah. So that if there is, in fact, schar mitzvah in this world, certainly the schar mitzvah would protect you from a machshava. Certainly it would. By virtue of the fact that he fell and he died, so there, in other words, so the theory is still supported, at least by Rabbi Yaakov. And that is that there is no schar in this world, period. And so therefore, and anything the Torah promises is lasid lavo. So the Gemara still, just a couple more times, is going to push back on the story. V'hamer, Rabbi Lazar Shulchem Mitzvah, Nini Zaken. So Hasan B'Halicha Sanshani. So the Gemara says, you know, Shluchei Mitzvah, you have a rule that if you're en route to doing a mitzvah, so you are now going to be protected. Ein anizakin, right? No injury is going to occur, right? Someone's going to Israel, you give them a dollar, you're right, give tzedakah, right? Probably a dollar nowadays. Okay, anyway, whatever, you give him money. And now he's now Shluchei Mitzvah. Okay. As my chavrusa likes to point out, by the way, he's also going to Israel, so that already is shluchei mitzvah. So the anyway, so v'hamer Rabbi Lazar shluchei mitzvah ninizakin lo b'leichasam v'lo b'chazir asan. Sorry, before I get to the next step of the Gemara right now for a moment suggests, well, the protection of doing the mitzvah is only while you're en route to doing the mitzvah, but on the return you don't get that protection. And over here he was coming back down, so that was b'chazir asan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not true. Meanwhile, Rabbi Lazar says, your protection is going on both sides of the travel, while doing the mitzvah, while heading to do the mitzvah, and on the return as well. So, Sulam Ruah, Dikvi Ezek, Vachalhecha, Dikvi Ezek, Alosem Chinan Nisa, Dikziva Yamashmol, Echelech, Veshamashal, Vehargeni. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not going to help you over here, and I'll tell you why it's not going to help you over here. It's not going to help you over here because the ladder that was going on was not sturdy. It was a shaky ladder. And because it was a shaky ladder, so now the chances of him successfully going up and down using the regular laws of nature, so chances are very low. And even though we say shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin, but once your statistics and probabilities of injury, it goes up, so then you cannot rely on a miracle. Okay, good. Okay. Adkan. That was a long point the Gemara just made, but succinctly stated, effectively what the Gemara just said is that whether or not we get reward in this world from any mitzvahs that we do, according to Rava, is a machlokas tanaim. There's a Mishnah, and then there's the Braisa. Lefi the Mishnah, so then you do get reward for doing a mitzvah in this world. And according to the Braisa, you do not. The Braisa reflects the viewpoint of Rabbi Yaakov. Okay? We just spent a good part of yesterday's daf, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, almost the entire Amud Beis dedicated to this very point. That's Rava's assertion. Amar of Yosef. So now the Gemara makes a post comment on this discussion. Il Mali Darshe Acher, Lahaikra Kareb Yaakov Barbarte, Lochata. So Acher, we were introduced to him in the Gemara's in Chagiga. Open up Chagiga, Daf Yidal, Daf Tesvav. So we're going to see a lot regarding Acher. He also goes by the name of Elisha Ben Avuya. So he was a Rebbe to Rebbe Meir. Okay, Rebbe Meir had a number of Rebbeim. Anyway, so the and he went off the derech. So I was going to say he's not the first. I'm probably right, right? And certainly not the last. Okay, so he went off the derech, but by far and away one of the most popular of people who went off the derech, because the Gemara records the story. And the Gemara in Chagiga goes over it in detail. Over here, it's just a quick reference. So, Amali Darshi Achalai Kraka Rabbi Yaakov Barbarte. Now, it happens to be that he had a grandchild, a grandson, and his grandson was from. So, and if he would have darshan the pasuk like his grandson did, so then Lochata, he wouldn't have sinned. Vachemahi. So, Ikadarmikai Gavna Chaza. So, now, number one, what happened is as follows. And that is that he saw a young man going up a tree in order to do the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, instructed by his father to do so. So he's doing now not one, but two mitzvahs, where the Torah promises reward, and that young man fell and he died, and Acher saw it, and that's it. Totally broke him. Broke his faith. So now, if he would have said like his grandson, what does his grandson say? Well, we just spent an entire Amud going over. His grandson said that there is no schar in this world. Anything the Torah promises is for Olam Haba. So if he would have saw it like his grandson, so then he would have understood. Alternatively, what Elisha ben Avuya saw was the tongue of chutzpah being dragged by a pig. Right? A gruesome sight. Chutzpah Samaturgaman was one of the Asara Haruge Machos. Right? Talk about timing over here. Right? On Yom Kippur, we're going to be reading about the two times a year we read about the Asara Haruge Machos, one on Yom Kippur, the other in Tisha B'Av. Okay. So the Amar Pesh, Hefik Margalash, Yelachech Afar, Nafechata. And so what Elisha ben Avuya says, I don't understand. Meaning that tongue was saying over Torah, right? Precious pearls. And now it's being dragged through the dirt, right? He just couldn't. In other words, he was traumatized. And as a result of that, he went off the derech. Okay. A quick reference to Elisha ben Avuya. Right, for more discussion, a lot more discussion, Elisha ben Avuya, go to the Gemara in Chagiga that I referenced moments earlier. We continue. Rami, Rav Tuvi bar Kisna l'Rava Tanan, kol ha'osa mitzvah achas mitivin lo, so asa in, lo asa lo. Okay, so, another angle, another aspect of our mission, that is that when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarding? When you do a mitzvah, otherwise known as a mitzvah sesei. Okay, the now, what if you refrain from doing an Avera? From our Mishnah, it sounds like, okay, that's a good thing, but you're not going to get rewarded for that. And meanwhile, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. And the Braisa says that when you refrain from doing an Avera, oh, amazing. Not just amazing, by the way. Nosan lo schar ko se mitzvah. You get rewarded as if you did a mitzvah. So amrele ha'osam kigon shabbat davar aver li'adav v'nitzal haymenu. So the Gemara says, no. Our Mishnah and the Braisa are not incompatible. They can be synthesized very easily. Our Mishnah is telling us is that you get rewarded for doing a mitzvah, and if you refrain from doing an Avera, it's not a big deal, which is normally correct. Meaning, and to illustrate right now, I'm currently not murdering somebody. Right, everyone notice that? Okay, good. So, currently I'm not stealing. Oh, okay, at least actively stealing. Okay. So now... So I should be rewarded. In other words, right now there's no temptation. So under those circumstances, that's our Mishnah. As far as the Brice is concerned, so when you're tempted and then you show strength and resilience and you resist temptation, then you're going to get rewarded for avoiding the Avera. That's the Brice. And the Gemara is going to follow it up with, hopefully my count is correct, we're going to have three successive stories coming up right now regarding temptation. And resilience and resisting temptation, and for that you're going to get rewarded. Story number one: Ki had Rabbi Chanina bar Papi tavasei ha'matrinisa. So Rav Chanina bar Papi was propositioned by a woman. Matrinisa, generally speaking, is a woman of significance, an important woman. So Amra Milsa Malanav Shechna Vikiva. So what Rav Chanina did is he made a lechisha. He did an incantation. And his body was filled with boils. So Avda he milsav itzei. Okay, so she did her own incantation, and so now he's cured. So Ara Tashabahu Beibane. So now Rav Chanina goes to Plan B in terms of how he's going to resist the temptation, and so he runs into a bathhouse, but not just any bathhouse. Even during the day, and even if two people go in. So it was so infested with demons, people were attacked in that bathhouse. But he went into that bathhouse, she wouldn't follow him in. So Amrle Rabbanah Mana Trach. And so the Chachamim turned to Rabbi Chanina and said, wow. In other words, aside from the fact that you resisted temptation, already one Yeshakoyach for that, but a second Shkoyach for surviving the bathhouse. How did you survive the bathhouse? So Amrlehu, so he says, as we're now on the top of Daf Mem, Amrlehu, no, it's the case of Shamar Nikola Laila. Okay, so I was protected. I was protected by the Nose Kesar. Who exactly are the Nose Kesar? That's a wonderful question. I don't know. I mean, and that's not true. I read up. I saw some notes. But anyway, but in other words, let's just say it simply. I was protected. So the Nose Kesar Shamar Nikola Laila. So Amrle Shema Davar Erva Baliadcha Vinitzal Tehemenu. Detanina Kolabad Davar Erva Liadu Vinitzal Tehemenu Simlones. So he said, they say to him, you know, I can think of another reason why you were saved, and that is you resist the temptation. You resist the temptation, so now you were. That is something you get rewarded for, and for that, maybe for in the schos of that, so therefore you were saved. Okay, which by the way, I'll say parenthetically, right? Too many thoughts, and we have a lot of stuff to do. But I'll just say parenthetically that also would seem to go back to the previous discussion in terms of whether or not you get any kind of reward for mitzvos or for resisting averos in this world, or you don't. Either way, regardless. Okay, that's story number one. Okay, so story number one is just an example of resisting temptation. Story number two. We're in Mem Amud Aleph. We're at the very top of the Amud. Actually, four lines down. Anyway, Gibar Kocho said Devarel, Lishma B'Kol Devarel. Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Gimel. So if you're Gibori Koach, if you're a strong individual, right, and as per the Mishnah Perek Avos, strength over here meaning a Kovashis Yitzro, somebody who's really able to control himself. So Lishma B'Kol Devaro, Kagon Rabbi Tzadok V'Chavei Rav. So the Gemara gives an example of Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok Tavase Ha'ima Chenisa. And so over here in story number two, same thing. A woman, a significant Roman woman is propositioning Rabbi Tzadok. So Amalei Chalshu Libai V'lo Metzina. So over here, so his first thing he does is that basically I'm weak. I got a weak heart and I can't. In other words, I can't be with you. Igemi de lamecha. So he asked her, do you have something to eat? Okay. So it's, at this point in time, it is a little bit unclear, meaning if he just basically wants to bow out, so why can't he just simply say, I'm weak? Why is he asking her for something to eat? So, okay. A little bit unclear in terms of what the circumstances were. So Amrele Ika Davatame. So she says, well, what I have is I have chazer, right? I got pork. So Amrele my nafka mina. So now he's just wondering, of all the things that she has to feed me right now, it happens to be she has chazer. There's a reason why she has chazer, and I'm being offered chazer. So David ha achol ha. In other words, if I'm actually going to be with her, sounds like from the Gemara that he actually was entertaining the idea. Certainly sounds that way. But now he comes to the realization that if I'm with her, it would be tantamount to eating chazer. It would be just as bad as eating chazer. Okay, right? Whatever. Let's just go on. Okay, there's just a lot I could bring up, but let's go on. So shagar tanura the kaman chalei. So what she does is she lights the oven because she's gonna cook the pork so for him to eat. Salak v'yasa begave. So what he does is he runs into the oven. So I'm relay my high. So she looks at his behavior and the obvious question, what are you doing? So I'm relay David ha nafa baha. If I am with you, so basically I'm going to be burning. So in other words, so this is, right. So instead of me actually burning in Gehenna, I'm going to actually burn. Right? So I'm relay yadei kulahai lo tzarticha. So she says, okay, now I understand. In other words, and I didn't realize that it would be that stressful. Had I known that, had I known how much anxiety and stress I would have caused you, I wouldn't have propositioned in the first place. That was story number two. Story number three. Rav Kahana became mazvein dikulei. Rav Kahana was selling baskets. And not just baskets, but specifically there were baskets for women. Okay? So often is the time that his business forced him to have to interact with women. So Tavasei HaMatrinisa, so once again he gets propositioned. So Amar La'izol Ikshe Nafshei. So he says, okay, just wait 1 second. Okay, I got to put myself together. That's what he tells the woman. Now, Salak v'kanafa me'igra la'ara. So what he does is he goes up to the roof of the house and he jumps off the roof. He's looking to kill himself so that he wouldn't violate the Avera. V'asi Eliyahu kable. Eliyahu Navi comes and before he falls and dies from impact, so Eliyahu catches him. Amrele atrachtan arba mea parse. And then Eliyahu does something which, if I may quip, it's pretty Jewish, and that is that after saving him, he then complains. Do you know that I had to travel 400 parsecs in order to save you? Okay. Obviously, the Gemara over here is looking to impart a message regarding, right, you put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a situation where he has to go out of his way to save you, right? It's not, I don't know what lessons to take, but it's an inconvenience and it's not good. But, in other words, he deserved to be saved. So Amrlei Migarmli Lavani Yose. So now, Rav Kahana was saying, look, I'll tell you what got me to this position. What got me to this position is that I was very poor. And basically what I had to do is I had to sell these baskets. In other words, if money weren't the issue, so I would never be in this position where I'm talking to women all the time. So Yavle Shipa de Dinari. So what Eliyahu gave Rav Kahana was a Shipa, right? Some sort of kli. It was filled with dinarim. And in other words, okay, money no longer was an issue. Okay. Ad Khan, that takes us to the end of the three successive stories of the Gemara, that basically the Mishnah, the Brisa told us that when you resist Avera, so you are going to get rewarded. In other words, when there's no resistance and you're just not doing an Avera, but okay, I'm not killing somebody right now. Okay. But there's no temptation and so for that there's no schar. But if there's temptation and you're resisting, so you know, kind of like weightlifting. In other words, with resistance. So okay, so now you're gonna get rewarded. Make an obvious point. Doesn't mean you should put yourself in that position. Okay, good. That was just an obvious point, but in the event that it occurs and you resist, so for that you're going to get rewarded. Rami Le, Rav Nachman, and oh, by the way, the last story, by the way, made that point very clear. In other words, best not to put yourself in that position. In fact, that's where Rav Kahana said to Eliyahu Navi, meaning only because of my current financial situation, did I have to engage with women all the time. So Eliyahu says, okay, I'll give you money. Perfect. So in other words, so he was able to not have to be in that position to begin with. And okay, so the Mishnah and Peah, which we already saw once today, we just reset the Mishnah, and we ask the question, we're just going to cite sources for every one of these mitzvahs. Again, how did we describe them earlier this morning? The big five. The big five mitzvahs where if I do them, there is reward for these mitzvahs in this world, and then peres l'olam haba. So, first of all, how do I know about these five mitzvahs? Kibud av v'em d'chziv. Laman ya'arich on yamech laman yitav lach. Gemilas chasadim k'siv. Rodit tzedakah v'chazim tzedakah tzedakah v'chavod. Okay, please forgive me. I'm not going to translate every one of these psukim. Basically, every one of these psukim is just a raya that there is reward in this world for these mitzvahs. Havashom dechziv bakesham v'adfeo v'am rabbi abo asya redifa redifa. Ksiv hacha bakesham v'adfeo ksiv hasam rodef tztaka v'chesed. So in terms of peacemaking, so for that, we do have a pasuk, we do have a gzera shava. Pasuk plus gzera shava arrives us to the conclusion. And then Talmud Torah ksiv ki hu chayech v'arachem echa. And as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, so we just laned it a couple of sedras ago. Okay, so what do we have right now? So five mitzvahs of the Torah in which you do those mitzvahs and you're going to get rewarded in this world. Okay, again, see all the above that we discussed up until this point in time. Now the Gemara is asking the question on this Mishnah and Peah. What's the question? The Mishnah seems to be incomplete. Why? Shiluach HaKein HaMikziv L'man Yitav Lach V'Rech V'Yamim L'Sni Namiha. The mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, where the Torah promises you a longer life for doing the mitzvah. And why isn't that mitzvah in that Mishnah and Peah? Straightforward question. Straightforward answer, Tana V'Shayer. The Mishnah is not exhausting the examples. So the Gemara says, Tani Tana Elu Dvarim V'Yatama Tana V'Shayer. The Gemara immediately dismisses this proposal, this answer. You've got to be kidding me. In other words, the Mishnah opens up with the words, Elu Dvarim. These are the mitzvahs. You see the word Elu, we mean to say these and only these. Okay, so let's try that again. Amar Rava Rav Idi Asberli. So Rava says, I was explained how to resolve this from Rav Idi. And that is using the following. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Imru tzadik itov kipri ma'alem yochilu. So there's a tzadik who's good. There's a tzaddik who's good. What? V'chi yeshadik tov v'yeshadik sheno tov ela tov v'shamayim labrios zed tzaddik tov tov v'shamayim v'ra labrios zed tzaddik sheno tov. Okay. So basically there are two different types of tzaddikim. A tzaddik who not only does mitzvahs and is really good in terms of his bein adam l'makom, but also, right, is just a pleasure to be with. and he is Tov Labrios. So, people just really enjoy him being around. Okay, so that is a Tzadik Tov. On the other hand, you could have a Tzadik Ra. In other words, performance of mitzvah is exemplary, right? And does all the mitzvahs. And doesn't do averus. But, in other words, just not somebody that people enjoy being around. He's not Tov Labrios. So so for that, that's a Tzadik. But in other words, but a level down from there. It's Tzadik, which is not Tov. Kayotze b'davar ha-tov, and by the way, we could do the same thing regarding Rishayim as well. Oyle Rasha Ra, ki gamol yadav yaseh lo. So a Rasha Ra, you know, like a really bad Rasha. And the Gemara, again, same question. V'chi yesh Rasha Ra v'yesh sheino Ra. So Ella, Ra l'shamayim v'ra l'brios u'Rasha Ra. Ra l'shamayim v'ina Ra l'brios. So is there Rasha sheino Ra? So if you're Rasha across the board, meaning you do have Averus, and on top of that, people really, you're just a misery. So, okay, so you're Rasha Ra. If you do have Averus, but you're pleasant with people, okay, so you're Rasha Sheina Ra. Good. So now, that's one way to interpret the Pesukim. Here's another way to interpret those Pesukim. Yesh La Keren, Zichus Yesh La Keren V'Yesh La Peros. So sometimes you have a Zichus that has Keren and Peros. It has principal, it has dividends. Shenamar, and here we go. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Imru ki tzadik ki tov. So aver yesh la keren ve'ein la peros. So shenemar ole rashara. So ve'el aman ani mekam v'yochlu mi pri darcham omi mo atso sehem yizba'u. So aver yesh la peros. So yesh la peros v'shein ose peros ein la peros. Okay. So sometimes what you have is you have an avera with peros. Sometimes you have an avera without peros. And to be clear, says Rashi, what are we talking about? So Rashi explains that we're talking about sometimes an avera affects you and only you. That's an avera that has no peros. And sometimes there's an avera that affects you and affects other people as well. Rashi says, I'll give you a simple example, Chilah Hashem. You publicly do an avera. So when you publicly do an avera and other people see you, so you're Mechalal Shem Shamayim. And part of the Chil Shem Shamayim is that when other people see you do an avera, so they're going to think to themselves, oh, not so bad. In other words, he did it. If he could do it, I could do it. So that's an avera sheyesh la peros. And so now, that is how we're going to answer the question, meaning that when the Mishnah in Peah describes these five and only these five, so those five mitzvos where we're describing them as keren kayemes olam haba v'aperos olam haba, so maybe we're talking about those are mitzvos that are both mitzvos. That was for me. Those are mitzvos that not only are they mitzvos, but also, in other words, they're tov labrios. They also help other people as well. Okay. Earlier in today's daf, we talked about a machshava ra. We talked about a machshava tova, and so now here we are on daf mem and kedushin. So all today's daf was about the topic of schar va'onesh. That's the large banner of today's daf. Mm-hmm. So within the topic of schar va'onesh, now we're going to tread on, really it's a very difficult topic, just not difficult, but just difficult to understand. And that is, how does machshava play a factor in any of this? So machshava tova mitzarf alamaisa shenemar haz nidbru yirei Hashem yishal re'eo v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikasei sefer zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechoshevei shemo. The Pasuk in Malachi basically has this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu records. We do a mitzvah, Hashem records. That is not a literal translation of the Pasuk, but that's the general idea. The last two words of the Pasuk, Ulechoshivei Shemo. Even when you do a thought. So the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? My Lechoshivei Shemo. Amar Rav Asi, Afilu Chashav Adam Lasos Mitzvah V'Nenas V'Lo Asa, Ma'ala Alav HaKasav Kilo Asa. When you had a contemplation, a serious thought about doing a mitzvah, and then ones, circumstances that were beyond your control, prevented you from doing it, but as long as you were seriously considering it, you get rewarded. Now, what about machshava ra? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with that? Nothing. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf l'maisa shenemar, avanim risi b'libi lo yishma Hashem. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nothing regarding a machshava ra. So, So machshava she'ose pri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf l'maisa. Machshava she'ose pri, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf l'maisa. So the Gemara says, look, when you have a machshava ra, so when does the machshava count against you? When it actualizes. So if the machshava ra will manifest and actualize into an actual avera, so then you get. I was going to say credit. I don't mean credit. Meaning you're going to get onesh on the machshava as well, but only when the machshava manifests. Valahadichsev. So the Gemara says, okay. What about another pasuk in Tanakh, notably in Sefer Yecheskel? Laman tfos is Beis Yisrael bilibam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matfis. He grabs people even for what they're thinking in their heart. Amar Vacher by Yaakov Ahu. Vavodes Kochav Mudichsev Damar Chamur Avodes Kochav Shekol Hakof Rava Kemod Bechol Torah Kula. So the Gemara says, I'll explain that to you, and that's talking about Avodah Zarah. We alluded to this earlier in today's daf, but here we go. The Gemara tells us that a machshava of Avodah Zarah, so for that, a person's nanash. Ula Amar, Ula says, I will address this issue and give a different resolution. So, Kid Rav Huna Damar, Rav Huna Kevin Shavar Adam Aver V'shanabo Huchalo. So, Huchalo Sagadah Chayela Nasus Lo Keheter. Now, we already introduced ourselves to this idea of Ula earlier in the Masechta, but now we're making an additional point. So the point of Ula is that when you do an Avera the first time, so that was really hard. Okay, because, in other words, you had a Bechira, and you lost a battle. But there was a battle. Second time, third time around, no longer there's a battle. In other words, at that point in time, Nase lo keheter. It's like it's mutter. Okay, you're not battling anymore. Good. So that was the point of Rav Huna. We saw that earlier. Over here, we're making an additional point. And that is now that you've taken the battle out of the equation, at that point in time, now when you have a machshava to do that avera, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is going to account for the machshava as well. Oh, okay. Which, think about it some more, it's really interesting. Meaning that when you have a machshava, but you're battling the machshava, even if you lose the battle, but you're not going to get accounted against that machshava because you battled. Okay, it happens to be you lost, but you battled. Masha'in came when there's no longer a battle, i.e. you're a repeat offender, and now there's no longer a fight, so now the machshava is credited against you. Okay, so, such an interesting idea. Am Rabbi Abba Mishum Rabbi Chanin Nochlo Lanum She'avor Aver B'seisav HaYechal Shem Shemayim B'farhesya. I'm going to say twice in Shas. I have a feeling it's more than twice, but anyway, it's here in the Gemara Chagiga. So, advice for somebody who is really battling and knows that he's not going to win. So, is there some sort of strategy for such an individual? So Rabbi Abbahu says, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Nochlo L'Adam She'avor Avera B'Seiser. So, do the Avera privately. And Ayichal Shem Shemayim Befar Hesed, do not do it publicly. Shenemar V'atem B'Yisrael Kolam Hashem, Ish Gilulav L'chu Avodu V'achar Im Einchem Shomim Alai V'Shem Kachi Lo Sechalalu. It seems to be just a simple reading of the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Amar Rabbi Elai Azakim Ra Adam Sheyitzro Mezgaber Alav. Rabbi Elai says that let's say you have Yetzer Hara is just getting the best of you. And you see it happening. So Yeluch Lamakim Shem Makirin Osav Yilbo Shcharim Vizkasa Shcharim and Yaseh Kemosh Libo Chafet VaYichal Shem Shemayim Befar Hesya. So what you should do is that you should do it clandestinely, right? Literally, the Gemara says is that wear black clothing, cover yourself in black clothing, meaning basically, go off the grid, and Yaseh Kemosh Libo Chafet and give in to your temptation and Al Yichal Shem Shemayim Befar Hesya, but don't do a Chilah Hashem. Now over here, this advice that the Gemara is giving, is it to be understood literally? So this is a major discussion. There's a Tosfos over here, there's a Tosfos in Chagiga, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a lot to discuss on this topic. I'm going to go on, but I'm just noting, there's a lot to discuss on this topic. Eini, the Gemara says, V'atanya kol shalo chas al kvod kono ra'ilo shalo bala olam. So if you do not have compassion over your Creator, meaning if you're disregarding and you do what you want to do, so it's better that you never came to this world. So, Maihi Rabba Amar Zemastaka Bekeshes. What are we making reference to? So, one shot is if you look at a rainbow. And I know, by the way, that we are told not to look at a rainbow on numerous occasions, even though just talk about confusing. Even though there's a bracha when you see a rainbow, okay, that's called confusing. But it's just in our Gemara, it's so funny where looking at the rainbow is put right alongside engaging in very, very ill-advised behavior. Okay, anyway. So the So someone engages in, we're going to assume that we're right now talking about sexually illicit activity, and you do so b'seiser, better that you never came into this world. So over here, where are we right now? A little bit stuck, because previously the Gemara tells us that your Yetzer is getting the best of you, so go off the grid. That's what we saw previously. Here the Gemara is telling us that's not good advice, and better that you never came into this world. So lo kasha, hadu matzi kaifli atzrei, hadu lo matzi kaifli atzrei. So the Gemara says it's not a difficulty because, in other words, in one case, so your Yetzer Hara really got the best of you. In other words, your Yetzer Hara was just too strong for you. In other words, you know yourself, you know your limits, and you know you went over your limits. Which again, by the way, like I said in the beginning of today's daf, leads to very difficult questions about Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a test that you can't withstand, meaning that's going to happen. From our Gemara that we just read right now, yes. But that's an uncomfortable yes, meaning I didn't think that was an option, but sounds like from the Gemara over here, that's an option. Alternatively, in other words, you didn't put up a battle. And if you didn't put up a battle, if you would have put up a battle, you would have fought the Yetzer Hara. So that's the person where better that the person shouldn't have even come to this world. Okay. Tanan Hassan. Okay, we're almost finished with the Amud Aleph. I'm exhausted. Okay, but let's go. Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah over there. Okay, it's not a Mishnah, but oh, anyway. Ein mekifin b'chol Hashem, echad shogiv v'echad mezid. So there, what Akash Baruch Hu does not do is he does not push the tab forward. You know what, Akash Baruch Hu, I'm really sorry. I know I engaged in chol Hashem, but let's do the following, however. Credit me for the future. In other words, extract punishment for me in the future. Nope, for chol Hashem, that doesn't happen. So mayim akifin amar mazut sheinosin kechenvani. Okay, sorry. I should have first read the Gemara and then set the pshat, but I flipped it. But I read ahead. But anyway, but that's exactly what the Gemara means. Marbury de Rabbana Amar Lomar Shim Haisa Shkula Machras. So another possible shot in that Mishnah Braisa, and that is that again you're at 50-50. You're at 50-50, but part of your 50% is Chilah Hashem Machras. That's gonna weigh you down. It's easy to say this, it's the worst. Okay? Our Gemara is saying it, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. La'olam yira adam atzmo kilo chetzu chai v'chetzu zakai. Asa mitzvah achas ashrav shi'ichriya atzmo l'kav zchus. En avar avir achas oilo shi'ichriya atzmo l'kav chova. Shenemra v'chote echad yabei tova harbei b'shol chet yechidi shechata ovei mimena tovas harbei. I know I just read a lot, but this actually is very straightforward. Yira adam atzmo ki'ilo. This is how you should view yourself. Meaning that according to this Bryce over here, what we're looking at is strategies. Strategies in terms of how to battle and how to succeed. And the strategy would be is that every decision that you make is the most important decision. Okay? Right? What time you wake up in the morning. In other words, every single decision. Do not treat decisions lightly. Treat every decision with weight and seriousness as if basically it's going to tip the scale. And if you do that, so then that is a way to battle your Yetzer Hara. Going to continue. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lefish Olam Nidon Acharubo, V'Yachin Nidon Acharubo, En Asa Mitzvah Achas Asher Sheichrias Atzmo, Ves Kol Olam L'Kav Zchus, En Avra Avera Achas Oilo Sheichrias Atzmo, Ves Olam L'Kav Chov, V'Shenemer V'Chotei Achad V'Chulei, Shebishul Chet Yechidish Asazeh, Abay Mimenu Mikol Olam Tova Harbe. So over here, what do we do? All we did is we just added an exponent to the equation. So in other words, so everything we just said, but now what you could do is you could square it. And I don't really, in other words, I'm not really giving real numbers over here, but you understand the point. Not only is every decision that I make going to affect me, but I'm going to be affecting the whole world. Because the entire world now is also going to be in the balance. So over here, so right, to be a little bit cliche, every vote counts. Okay. I know it's not true. But okay, but it sounds like such a nice cliche. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Afilu Tzadik Amar Kol Yamav Umarad Ba'achrona Ibeid Esa Rishona Shenemar Tzitka Tzatzak Lo Satzila Biyom Pisho Ve'afilu Rosh Gamar Kol Yamav Asa Tshuva Ba'achrona In Maskirin Lo Shuv Risho Shenemar V'Yishas Arasho Lo Yikasho Ba'biyom Shuvah Mirisho. And then finally, our last point for today, not our last point for the today, but the last point on this sugya, the Rashbi, and that is that you got to go the distance. You got to go the distance in terms of being a tzaddik, meaning you're a tzaddik for your whole life, but then at the end, so you fall off. So then, Ibeid es harishonos, a really strong statement by the Rashbi, by Rashi and Bar Yochai. And that is at the end you give up, and you fall off the wagon. So then, not only do you are going to have to answer for that, but Ibeid es harishonos, it's going to affect the first part of your life. That's a really strong statement. And then, but it also works in the opposite as well. In other words, you lived a life that was not exemplary. I'm being nice the way I present it. And but you do tshuva b'achrona. No. The tshuva b'achrona is going to undo a lot. Okay, see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. See probably one of the most famous stories in the Gemara over there. Rav Elazar ben Derdai. Okay. V'nevek kemechza avonus hamechza zechuyos. So the Gemara says... I don't understand. A rebellion at the end of your life is really going to undo, meaning the Gemara cannot believe how the Rashbi presented it. So I'm Reish Lakish b'Toa al Rishonos. So Reish Lakish says, no, what the Rashbi was describing was somebody who was Toa al Rishonos, meaning it's not that just he's battling for most of his life. He did well at the end, he did poorly. No. In other words, at the end of the life, what he did is he had regrets that he led such an exemplary life. He was Toa al Rishonos. That's what the Rashbi was describing. That's what he meant. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's pause. Number one, it's time. Number two, I'm tired. Okay. Okay. So tomorrow or whatever. Let me first wrap up, and then once I go offline, so then we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay. Good. What an interesting daf today. Really difficult, challenging daf. Theodicy, scharva onesh, why good things happen to bad people. Okay, really, really big, big topics. We cover the Gemara. We certainly gained understanding, at least I'll speak for myself. But in other words, it just happens to be like one of those issues which, you know, there's a limited understanding that we can have, and good, and beyond that. Do we get rewarded for mitzvahs in this world? Great question. Okay, good part of today's daf. Seems to be a machlokas tanayim. Do we get credited or accounted for a machshava? Okay, that one seems to be pretty clear. For a machshava tova, yes. For a machshava ra, no. But sometimes yes. Okay. Like I said, it's pretty clear. not totally clear. Okay. So the do we get credited for resisting an avera? So the answer is generally no. But if there is temptation and there's real resistance to the Avera, and you have to fight in order not to do the Avera, then the answer is yes. You do get credited for that. Okay. That is a really, really short summary of today's daf. Adkan, tomorrow we pick it up with the last mishnah of the parak.